A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Lamed Vav, Yuma 36a, pagination page 71. But we will start on the facing page at the bottom. So we're on Lamed He Yomid Beis, 35b at the bottom. Pagination is 70. Three lines from the bottom in the middle of the line, Umisvade. And the Kohen Gadol would say Vidui on the animal, in this case the par. Vekachaya Omer, and this was the text of the vidui of the confession. Ono Hashem, please Hashem. Avisi, I've sinned. Pashati, I've sinned. Chatosi, I've sinned. The Gemara will explain that Avisi, according to the Rabbanon, and presumably according to Rav Meir as well, applies to sins that were done intentionally. Pashati applies to sins that were done as a rebellion against Hashem, where there was no real benefit to do it more the non-kosher way or the non-acceptable way than the acceptable way, but the person wanted to be rebellious. Eating pork on Yom Kippur night would be pashati. It's not that the person was hungry and they intentionally ate non-kosher because they were hungry. Chatosi is an accidental sin where the person simply wasn't careful enough. They accidentally, in our case of kosher eating, for example, so they ate non-kosher by mistake because they weren't careful enough. In any case, these are the three types of sins, and he identifies them. Ani uvesi, I and my household. Ono Hashem, please Hashem, addressing Hashem again according to this text, which we'll discuss in a moment. Kaper no, please forgive, la'avonos v'lapsham v'lachatoyim, to these willful sins, to these rebellious sins, and to these mistake oriented sins, shavisi v'shapashati v'shachatasi lefanecha, which I committed, ani uvesi, I and my household. And the Mishnah continues with the rest of the text, invoking the pasuk of atonement on Yom Kippur and mentioning the response of the people when they heard Hashem's name, Baruch Shem Kivod Machusel Le'olam Va'ed. Now, a quick observation, our machzer uses the words Ona Hashem in the beginning of the vidui, but the second time, which in our text was one line up towards the beginning of the line, the text is Ona Bashem, please in the name. And that is based on a text adjustment mentioned in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in our text is Yudches Amar Aleph. Barishona hu Omer, in the beginning, they used to say Ona Hashem. That was the text of the Kohen Gadol. Uvishniya, but the second time in that paragraph, hu Omer Ona Bashem, in the name. And the Pnei Moshe explains, Hakavana, the intent here is that the first time you're speaking to Hashem, Ana Hashem, please Hashem. But the second time you're saying, Bikoach Shimcha Hamayuchad Hagadol Vahanora, Hashem, you are so great, you have the power to atone Kaper Na for our sins. That's in fact the text that we have in our Machzorim, that the first time it's Ana Hashem, and the second time we're invoking Hashem's strength and greatness as the very reason for the atonement. Ana Bashem. Let's move on to today's daf on the second side. So we're on Lamed Vav Amid Beis 36b, pagination 72. Six lines from the top, at the end of a line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanan Ketzad. And what we'll see over here is that the initial position of the Gemara is like our Mishnah. It's the opinion of Reb Meir that says that we should do what the Gemara will consider a very unusual order. Let's see why. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Ketzad Misvada, how do you do the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which is the text that we use in Musaf of Yom Kippur. Avisi, I committed willfully sins. Pashati, I committed rebellious sins. V'chatasi, and I committed accidental sins. V'chem Yisrael HaMishtalayach, and similarly, that's the text that's written in the Pasuk. V'esvado loves kol avonos b'nei Yisrael. First it says avonos willful. V'eskol p'sheyem, that's the rebellious. L'chol chatosam, accidental. V'chem v'moshe hu omer, nosu avon v'upesha v'chato'o divir Reb Meir. This is the position of Reb Meir. That's the way Moshe Rabbeinu worded it as well. Avon, pesha, and chet. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, and this is going to revise the entire approach that we're going to use. And in fact, the way we paskin and use it in our text of davening, avonos elu azidonos, willful sins is described by avonos. Skip a line, pishaim elu hamordim. Pesha refers to rebellious. Skip a line. L'chol chatosam at the end of the line, elu ashkagos, and chet refers to mistake. Now this is brought as if it's the Rabbanon's position. The Mefarshim say it could very well be Reb Meir's position as well. The point of this is, though, that the Chachamim say that it doesn't make sense to do an order of Avon, Pesha, and Chet after you've discussed willful and rebellious. You don't go to accidental. You have to build up in a sequential type of order as you're asking for atonement. And therefore, the last word, almost in the middle of the page, Elakach Haya Misvada, instead, this is the text of Vidui Chatasi Avisi Upashati Lefonecha. You're supposed to say Chet, Avon, and then Pesha, so that you're going from accidental to willful to rebellious. And that's the sequence. The Gemara continues about four lines later, Elamahu Sha'amar Moshe. So what was Moshe saying in this unusual order? And the Rishalmi says that the answer we're going to give for Moshe's unusual order is going to apply as well for the order of the Pasuk in the Yom Kippur service, Parshas Acharemos. Nose Avon Pesha V'chata'a. Why is the order willful sin, rebellious sin, and then accidental sin? Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was saying to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, B'sha She'Yisrael Chotim Lefanecha Ve'osim Tshuva, when we do tshuva, Asei Lohem Zidonos Keshkogos. Take these willful sins, and even the rebellious sins, and downgrade them to accidental sins. And that's a principle that we have, that when a person does proper tshuva, he can turn around and say, listen, in the past, from where I am now, the past was simply a mistake. And now I'm in a better place, and I look back, and I realize it was a mistake, so they're only held liable on the level of a mistake. So that's the order that Moshe invoked, that's the order that is presented in Parshas Acharemos, but that's not the order that we're going to use in our own tefillah, because in our own tefillah, and we're saying vidui, so it makes sense to do the confession, the vidui, in order. Chet, avon, pesha, and that's the way we do it. Omar Rabba Bashmuel, Omar Rav, halacha kidibre chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim, and that's what we do. The Gemara wonders, yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. Of course, if you have an individual's opinion, Reb Meir, and you have the public opinion, the chachamim, why do you have to tell me that we paskin like the majority? Of course, that's the normal rule. Mahu detema, I would have thought, mistaver taimid Reb Meir, de kamasaye lekra. I would have thought that maybe Reb Meir is very powerful in this case, because what can I do? The Pasuk in Acharemos follows his order. Kamash Malon, like we explained, that that's a special insight into how atonement occurs. But when you present your vidu, your confession, you ask in a order that is sequential, and therefore the order is Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.